is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Maria's in Hudson. Hi, Maria.
Good morning.
All right, canned corn. Can you confirm or deny that there is a canned corn shortage when you go shopping?
That is a 100% confirmation.
All right, what's the story? Where do you shop and what have you seen?
I shop at Aldi's. I thought I got lucky. I saw a small little area in the corner. Corn, grabbed it, ran home, go to open it. There's a big blob in my pot. It is creamed corn. They have no regular sweet corn.
Oh my God. You wanted regular corn, and then you had the gloppy, starchy glob of cream corn.
Wow. Maria, at the Aldi you shop at, is there a little sign that says, like, limit four cans?
Yes. There are.
Yep.
You can thank me for that sign.
Wait a second. Why can we thank you for the Aldi sign of limit four cans per customer?
Okay, so you go to a normal traditional supermarket, can of corn's a buck and a half.
Right.
You go to Aldi, it's like 49 cents.
Right.
So I went there like the March 18th, and I got two shopping carts full of canned goodes. I told my wife I thought the whole supply chain was going to break down.
Did I hear that Aldi was Trader Joe's brother?
Yes.
And they split like years ago and Trader Joe went one way and his brother was...
Over cigarettes.
Oh, they were pissed off at each other and they split.
Talking about the two stores?
Yes. I don't know that they were pissed.
They're not using brother as metaphor. I think you're talking about actual brothers.
Yeah, the actual brothers. Trader Joe is one guy and the brother was in the family Trader Joe's business and then there was some kind of argument, you say, over cigarettes and they split. That's why Aldi exists. It's Trader Joe's brother.
Aldi's a German company, a German store, right. And they brought that name over. But yeah, they're affiliated.
That's a story, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the call, Maria. Hey, thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show and tell everyone the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, all right?
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks, Maria. Let's grab Shauna in Riverview. Hey, Shauna, you're on the MJ Morning Show. What is your canned corn dilemma?
We shop at Save-A-Lite in Riverview, and we went in the other day just to get some regular groceries, some canned goods. We have a big family, so I normally will grab a couple of flats every couple of weeks. We went in, and the corn is completely gone.
Yeah.
And they set up sales for, like, buying bulk. And there's just nothing.
Are you looking to do corn as a side dish, or do you use it in a casserole or some other recipe?
Both.
Yeah, corn goes in everything.
Look at that. I'm sure you can get, flats of lima beans. Are those sold out, or are they still available?
The beans are doing pretty good.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the regular, green beans, corn, stuff like that, there's always just a lot smaller amount.
All right, Shauna, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Folks, it's confirmed. This is confirmed.
Thanks to Maria and Shauna.
I don't need to send you to Winn-Dixie or Publix here on 4th Street. Maybe I will. Maybe we will send you out just to take a look at the... Because they were talking Aldi and they were talking Save-A-Lot. So we'll see.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
A new study is out. This is a Pew Research study. The Pew Organization, obviously very well known. New study's out. 65% of people said they think there is alien life. The question is, do you, the MJ Morning Show listener, do you believe in alien life? Brand new. Pew Research study says the majority of people do. Majority of Americans, 65%. Now, I'd like to go to phones here. Do you believe in aliens? What are your thoughts? 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Simple question. Do you believe that there's alien life? What about all the UFOs and all these unexplained phenomena that's been spotted, you know, around the world and, you know, here in the United States over the past decade or so? All right, let's go to phones on this. Very simple question. Do you believe in aliens? Do you think that there are aliens? 800-990-1047. Fire up our phones right now. 800-990-1047. Roxanne, before we go to phones, I want to ask you, aliens, yes or no?
I kind of don't, because I feel like they would have shown themselves in pretty spectacular ways by now.
All right. Roxanne says you don't think there are aliens.
I'm not saying isn't other stuff out there, but we haven't seen it.
It's a simple, okay. No. Do you believe in aliens, yes or no? You said no.
No.
Okay. Fester, do you believe in aliens?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe in their existence, yes. I think it's naive to think we're the only people or the only life form in this big old galaxy.
By the way, we're universe? So special. It's just us.
The alien phones have blown up here. Froggy aliens, yes or no?
We're so special. We're the only ones. Of course there's aliens and other life forms. Come on.
Okay, and I get the ooh, creepy, crazy music all the time. You guys deserve it.
How do you not, with your past, how do you not believe in aliens? Ooh. You believe in everything else.
You believe in a lot of psychic-y, kind of weirdo stuff, Roxanne.
I can't believe you said no.
All right. And then as far as me, MJ... I believe in aliens. I don't know if they
Where are they?
I don't know if they visited.
They're in the sky.
Where are they? They're out there. The universe is so vast. We can't even fathom our own galaxy. I can't even contemplate the size of our very own galaxy, let alone the entire universe. I mean, you can't even fathom. With billions and billions of stars and then billions and billions of additional planets, there's got to be other stuff out there. It has to exist. Whether they've been here, that's a whole different question. Let's go to phones. The alien lines. David, Pasco County. David, do you believe in aliens? According to this Pew Research study, 65% of Americans do.
Absolutely, 100%. People don't understand. Just like you said, billions of stars out there, and every one of them stars is a sun, and there's stuff floating around the suns. We can't get past the planets around our sun, more or less get out there by those stars. So absolutely, yes.
There we go. David, thanks for the call. Let's grab Stephen in Clearwater. Stephen, MJ Morning Show, aliens, yes or no?
Yes, definitely, and studied it a lot, and there was a time, I have to admit, you know, being a Christian, I was wondering if there was a place for aliens, and the more I studied it in the Bible, it simply says, after all of everything God created, it says, almost as an afterthought, it says, he made the stars also. And, you know, there's a lot of things in the Word that don't specifically say something, but saying that he made the stars...
And if you subscribe, then the stars are going to have planets, and... Well, there could be life. Good call. Thank you. Mary's in South Tampa. Hello, Mary. Aliens, yes or no?
No, I don't.
So you don't think with the vastness of space and the billions and billions, I mean, we can't even fathom how big space is and how much is really out there. You think we're the only ones that are floating on this third rock from the sun?
I have to believe so. I'm following the other guy. One, I think that they would have appeared already or shown or interacted with us. And two, I don't think God created aliens.
All right, thank you. Polly is next. Polly is in Pasco. Polly, aliens, yes or no?
No, aliens are not real.
Oh, Polly.
We're the only ones here. We're the only ones in the vast universe. All right, well, there you go.
A little bit of an ego there, Polly.
Kind of a split there. Kind of, you know, 50-50. Folks, there has to be other stuff out there.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Froggy takes one of the show members into an isolation booth.
That's correct.
The show member records impersonations, and then we need to guess which celebrities they're trying to impersonate. And Fester went first on the maiden voyage earlier this week.
And it was awesome.
Roxanne is up next.
It was a big hit the first time. The second time we're doing it, do you have your ding?
Go ahead.
And your buzzer ready?
Yes, I do. Go ahead and introduce number one.
All right. This is the first clip. We took Roxanne into the impression booth, and she did six impressions. Here is impression number one. Who is this?
All right. Thanks for having me on the show today, although I don't know how I feel about it, because everybody on this show likes to make fun of how I talk.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is that correct?
This impersonation.
Roxanne?
It is correct.
That is correct. What? I mean, MJ is really good.
Okay, number two.
Fester, you're a little slow on the horn there. It's you versus MJ, remember.
Okay, it took me a second. I'm sorry.
Number two, right?
Number two in the impression connection is...
Let me out of the car, Cole. Let me out of the car. I hate you for this, you son of a bitch. You make me sound like a doctor. That's the line from the movie Diana, I was in with my husband. I should say my ex-husband.
Oh, wait. That's not Princess
Diana. Is that it, Rox?
Come on, let me out of the car. How could that be Princess Di?
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was perfect.
It's from a movie line.
MJ?
It's from a movie. Let me out of the car, Cole.
I gotta hear it again.
Let me out of the car, Cole. Let me out of the car, Cole. Let me out of the car. I hate you for this, you son of a bitch. You make me sound like a doctor. That's a line from a movie I was in with my husband. I should say my ex-husband.
I have no clue.
I was gonna say
it rose from Titanic.
No, ex-husband. Tom Cruise's wife, the one married to the country singer. But Nicole Kidman.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes!
That was good.
Australian,
I guess?
All right, let's go.
Number three in the impression connection, and here it is.
And the Oscar goes to Inglourious Basterds. I was also in films with Johnny Depp, doing a lot of drugs.
Melania Trump.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. No, that's not my guess.
That's not it? Okay.
That's, jeez.
Play it again.
Penelope Cruz?
And the Oscar goes to Inglourious
Basterds. It was Penelope Cruz.
Okay, Fester. The score stands. Right, MJ 1, Fester 2.
Okay, got to tell you something very important about this next impression. It could be one of two answers.
All right, here we go.
There. Okay, here is impression number 3.
No, it's number 4.
Yep. I mean, yes. I'm drunk, sorry.
I'm not going to tell you who my husband is, because if I did, it would give it away. But he's a very important man, and I'm very important in my own right.
That's Melania Trump.
No.
Oh, no.
It's what's your face? The quarterback wife. Giselle.
Oh, yes. Giselle.
Giselle Bundchen is correct.
Giselle.
Oh, wow.
My husband's an important man. Her husband.
Fester's running away with it.
Fester's been given the answers.
My husband's an important man.
All right, here, next one.
I don't
one.
Think MJ could take losing, but here is number 5.
No, uh-uh. Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Oh, it's Buffalo Bill from The Silence of the Lambs.
Wow. Is that the whole clip?
I can do men, too.
That's good.
Here we go.
And finally, the last impression in the impression connection is for the win.
If I got one thing to share with you boys, it's do something every day that scares ya.
What the hell is that?
What?
I'm not sure either.
All right, wait.
There's a seventh, by the way.
Back up.
That was Eleanor Roosevelt. I can't believe
Eleanor
you guys
Roosevelt.
Get
that.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Right, you have a backup?
Backup, finally. This is for the win.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I think
Fester's already won.
This is for three points.
Fester 3, MJ 2. This is for the total. Three-pointer. Here we go.
Here we go.
Now, just sit back. Let me tell you a little story.
Dolly Parton.
It's a story about my childhood.
Reba McEntire.
Bill Cosby.
What?
You got it.
Is that right?
You got
Bill
it, MJ.
Bill Cosby. Unbelievable. MJ with the win.
Play it again.
3 points.
Play it again.
I think Fester actually won.
Wait a minute. Let me hear that again. That was Bill Cosby.
It was actually a tie.
Let's hear your Bill Cosby.
How the hell did you come up with Bill Cosby?
Now, just sit back. Let me tell you a little story.
Oh, my God.
It's a story about my childhood.
Oh, my God. I can almost hear his skin tags.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
God, how did I drop the ball on this? How the hell did I not think of it's just another Cyber Monday? You know, really, Black Friday was Cyber Friday because people visiting stores was down over 50%. And people were doing a lot of shopping online on Friday. So Black Friday really became like Cyber Friday leading up to Cyber Monday here. I don't have any lyrics written yet, so I guess we could try to, you know, I guess we could try to wing it here, Fester. Right? You want to try to wing it?
Oh, God.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, this is a longer intro than the one we have on our...
6 o'clock this morning.
No,
God.
Fester.
Oh, damn it. When did it start?
What?
I started on the punch.
No, you didn't. You were too early, you idiot.
On the punch? Who are you?
You were too early. No, dude.
Phil Spector over here.
Dude, you were way too early.
We're scrolling a little bit. We don't have to listen to this whole intro again.
You weren't even close. You couldn't get it right when it was playing normally.
Like, do we need the music for these lyrics?
You're going to be able to pick it up?
No.
All right.
Hold on.
Hold on. Are you singing this or am I singing it?
You go first. You go first.
This is going to be good.
All right.
Oh, God.
Six o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream.
That's the regular song.
I was looking at my cell phone, looking at the Walmart screen. And that's all I have.
But I can't be late or I'll miss all those good deals.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God. That sucked.
Your first lyric was the exact lyric from the song.
Wow.
Identical.
Yeah, because you're in the middle of a dream.
Oh, Fester, what do you have?
Your first parody song lyric was the song.
I realize that, but I wasn't able to think of anything. Right, you think you have something better?
Fesh, you can beat that. Come on.
You couldn't even come in on time on that thing.
You got it. Let's go, Fesh. Let's go, baby.
Let me do this. Let me back it up. All right,
kick
you ready?
His ass, Fesh.
All right, here we go. All right, you ready? Here we go. All right, let's see what Fester's got. Come on. Let's see what the Fester's got here.
Looking at my computer screen. Scrolling through Amazon looking for some body cream.
Oh, God.
Clicking. I don't know.
Is that all you have?
I mean, cream is the only word I can think of for dream or
my
screen.
God. You're naked in your bed and you're shopping for Amazon cream?
Are parody songs supposed to make you feel nauseous?
I'm about to hurl.
What do you guys got?
I'm about to throw up right now.
Mm. So maybe you didn't miss the boat on this song.
Maybe I should have left that damn thing alone.
You were exactly right not to pursue this one.
From the beginning.
You didn't drop the ball.
From the beginning, I hit the Meth Lab jingle and it's something else. We should have aborted right then and there. Are you ready?
I can't laugh while I do it or the voice will be even worse.
Yeah, here we go.
This is our Cyber Monday song,
all right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is a longer intro than our parody for Meth Lab Monday. All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
After the two drum beats. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Wait a minute.
6 o'clock already. I was just scrolling through my phone. Oh, snap, it's Cyber Monday, and I do need to get a loan. But I gotta shop, cause otherwise I won't get laid.
What?
What?
These are days when you wish your last girlfriend had stayed.
Oh my God.
What?
What?
That was written for Fester to sing, not me.
What was?
What?
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 What, so you're a lesbian now? Is that your... So wait a minute.
Now we're talking.
we're learning something new every day. So Roxanne's into women.
No. I've known it for Fester to sing, and you guys just made me sing it.
You know, you're a lipstick lesbian.
Yeah, you would be the woman.
Yeah, you're a lipstick lesbian.
You need to find yourself a good butch.
My question is, how do we do a parody song about shopping online on a Monday to getting action?
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Why can't a meteorite hit my house? We're 2 million. Huh?
Why?
I'm just looking at this.
Where the hell did this come from?
Rare meteorite worth 2 million?
Hold on.
Post, bro.
Oh, I know.
He's an instant multimillionaire.
I know what you're talking about.
33-year-old coffin maker?
He makes coffins?
He's a coffin maker. He's a multimillionaire
now.
Back up.
You know what? I saw this. I didn't print the story out because it's like in Malaysia or something or Indonesia, right?
An Indonesian coffin maker.
Really rich now.
Do you have the story?
No, I'm hearing it for the first time now, but I'm going by what Froggy said a couple seconds ago.
Son of a...
Hold on, I'm bringing up the story on my phone. Hold on, man.
2 mil.
Hang on, man, because Froggy's not going to have all the details.
Of course not. All I know is I want it to hit me in the head.
Hang on a minute.
It's like Joe Dirt's meteorite, right? But it's worth money.
All right, here it is. Okay. An Indonesian man... I saw this like 2 days ago. An Indonesian man became... astronomically rich after a precious meteorite worth nearly $2 million smashed through his home and smashed through the roof of his house.
Wow. That's like instant luck, karma. He must be a great guy.
When I lifted it, the stone was still warm.
Whoa.
And I brought it into the house, said Joshua Huta Galung. Told a local news outlet Compass about the find. 33-year-old coffin maker was reportedly working next to his home in Sumatra when the space rock crashed through the home's overhang. The sound was so loud that parts of the house were shaking. So he grabs the thing. Are you supposed to grab? I mean, what if it's like radioactive? What if it's going to make your face fall off?
He's already a coffin maker, so I don't know that life can get much worse.
Yeah, he's got one ready to go for himself, right?
Been exposed.
A 4.5-pound meteor smashed through the awning, and then it lodged itself in the dirt.
How did this not evaporate? Wow. How did it get here?
It was probably 20 times the size, and it burned down to just this rock.
Listen to this. Classified as a CM1/2 carbonaceous chondrite. A CM1/2 carbonaceous chondrite, an extremely rare variety. It's valued at $850 per gram. So $1,858,556. Can you imagine a thing falls out of the sky and you got $2 million?
Look at this video. There's the hole in the awning.
Guy lives in like a shack.
Holy frig.
Not anymore.
Unbelievable. What was I going to do here?
What does it cost? Why does it cost that much?
Because it's a meteorite.
It's from outer space. And
it's 4.5 billion years old.
And it's just a type of meteorite that's, I guess, a rare type.
Make a necklace out of it.
You know, listen, the Earth gets pelted with crap all day long. We're getting, and most things probably just fall into the ocean, but there's crap coming in, and it has to be, obviously it has to be big enough that it gets through the atmosphere, and it's gonna burn up. It's gonna have certain degrees of these objects are going to probably burn up upon entering our atmosphere. But if it's larger, then you have a surviving piece like what you have with this dude.
Is he still gonna make coffins? That's the question.
Guess what? He's gonna be able to repair that roof with $1.8 million worth of space rock.
He could repair that roof with a $2 piece of plexiglass from Home Depot. He'd be fine.
Is that not incredible?
Wow. He's a lucky guy.
All right, Froggy.
Son of a bitch. I hate stories like that. This is why I metal detect. This is why I treasure hunt. I don't find... I almost said it.
Would your metal detector detect a meteorite, Froggy?
No, probably not, but my magnet might.
It depends on what the metallic content of the meteorite would be.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne made a revelation. Are you sure that this is not, you're okay talking about this? Or,
yeah, I'm okay.
All right.
I think I know what you're talking about.
All right. So I overheard Roxanne like mumbling. I'm like, what are you talking about? Then she admits to me. And I think you know, and because I said, can we talk about this? This is a while ago. And you said, yeah, we'll talk about it. So Roxanne, she said, oh, I'm very proud of myself. You realize you uttered that out loud, right?
Yeah, I talk to myself a lot.
I know. So
that's how it started.
This was during a break. It was a commercial break. And Roxanne's like, I am so proud of myself. And I'm like, all right, well, you got my attention. So I turned the monitors down. I'm like, Roxanne, what did you just, said you're very proud of yourself. And I'm like, what are you proud of yourself of? And Roxanne says,
I only spent $33 this month buying stuff on Amazon. That's it.
But then you said you typically spend at least... this is the important part.
Well, there was no point of reference. She goes, I only spent $33 this month on Amazon. I said, is that good?
Roxanne says, I only spent $33 this month on Amazon. Because, this is July 1.
Yes.
So you're talking about the month of June, mm-hmm. which just included yesterday. So in June, you spent $33 on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you typically spend? And are you trying to shush me here?
Everybody's in the car on the way to camp right now.
Rox, is Doug listening?
They could be.
Is fiance Dig Doug listening?
They could be.
Just call
it's
him
okay.
Up.
It's okay. You know what? We're not married. We have separate assets. So.
Am I going to Dig Doug you a big hole over here?
Tell Scrooge McDuck to get off his piles of coins.
Yeah. So Roxanne says that she typically spends at least $500 a month on Amazon.
Baller.
Is that average?
What do you buy?
Like what's
anything?
She's clenching her. You're clenching your teeth like you got lockjaw over
there.
Well,
look, guess
what? Doug is clenching his harder.
You are clenching your teeth like you have like some kind of a sleep problem and you're grinding your teeth at night.
Ooh, that's bad. You're going to get TMJ.
That's a good description. Ouch.
All right, before I call Michelle, what is the worst Amazon month you've ever had? Like
Should be calling
Christmas
Doug.
Time is holidays is always really bad.
So are you just do you go anywhere else to purchase stuff or are you just throwing it all in Jeff Bezos's wallet?
Okay. Well, what did I say? I'm proud of myself because I'm trying to make a conscious effort to buy things at stores and locally instead of all this.
What have I said on the air multiple times?
You said you're trying to do the same thing.
I use Amazon as little as possible.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Bester. You've been driving around without car insurance, you and your wife, for months?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. that is the case.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
Well, if you get pulled over, I think they can tow your car on the spot.
They could cuff me and stuff me.
No, I did ride-alongs in the past where... Like someone's driving along and you run a license plate and they have their insurance expired and their license is suspended. They pull you over and they won't let you drive away. You have to leave your car where it is, get the car towed at your expense.
Okay.
And that's it. But
it's not up to date.
I was for lack of payment. My insurance was canceled.
It doesn't matter.
They don't know. You look at the car.
No.
They don't really run it.
Because when the insurance company notifies the state, right, that your insurance is inactive.
Right.
They notify the state that your insurance has lapsed. It doesn't matter if your card has the term of, let's say, I don't know, November 1st and then 6 months forward from November 1st. It doesn't matter. If the computer system for the police says that your license is suspended because of lack of insurance, It's suspended,
okay,
dude.
So you're 1051, dude.
It doesn't matter if you have a card that says you've got insurance. So you didn't pay your... How do you not pay your car insurance for months?
All right, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you are.
It hasn't been months and months. It's been like just a few months, like January 3rd.
No, it's just been months, dude, not months and months.
That's what? That's over... So it's 3 months.
So it's been 3 months.
Dude, you're driving around with almost for a whole quarter. Right. You're driving around with no car insurance.
My insurance. You drove in my car with no car insurance.
My God.
Right?
Okay. So what if I was injured? You're had no car insurance to cover for my bodily injury.
So well,
bro. You 1-800-ASK-GARY that, right? I'm going to call Roz, what you do. Listen.
Oh, my God. I rode with Fester. I'm all scared and confused.
So listen. So my insurance company mails me a belligerent amount of mail. And every month it's the same thing. Oh, we deducted this from you because I have several accounts.
So you're ignoring the bills for your car insurance. Don't you realize that... You haven't paid your insurance, or why don't you have your car insurance if it's the same amount every month? Why don't you have it on? Why aren't you paying like 6 months at a time anyway?
So we have it on the automatic monthly debit.
Obviously, you don't.
Had it on the automatic monthly debit.
Oh, well, there you go. And?
My wife's card expired in October.
Oh, my God.
So positive note, you've been saving a lot of money.
October? Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, well, I kind of made out ahead.
There's more money in the checking account here. Well, this is crazy. So this is a comedy of errors.
So October, November, December, no payment. And I'm getting the bill, but I'm like, oh, God, Jake is mailing me another damn letter?
You stayed far?
I am. Jake, stop mailing me letters, Jake.
Hey, this is Jake from State Farm. Hey, you lug, will you please pay your auto insurance?
So insurance gets dropped.
I was in your car twice with no auto insurance?
Well, technically four times because I drove you back and forth.
I could have been cuffed and stuffed because I'm wanted in like three states. Because a lot of times they'll ask for ID of the occupants when they pull you over.
While you are built for the radio, you are not built for jail.
Folks, I am not wanted in three states. But what if there were an accident?
It's five states, people.
No, I'm not wanted in any states.
So,
come on.
So... I get a letter from the state of Florida.
Dude, you're a wreck.
And now these the Jake from State Farm letters, I don't open that up, but the state of Florida's saying, oh, what's this? My wife opens them up. She comes to me, she goes, what the hell is this? What did you do? What did I do?
Seems to be a theme in your relationship.
Now, the state of Florida letter, did it say your license was suspended?
It said that I had a termination date, like another week in the future. So I'm not suspended yet. But I would have been suspended if I didn't rectify the situation.
I get it.
I think it's the first time I've used your word.
Yeah, that's a word I invented many, many years ago.
First time I've ever used it. It felt good. So
You rectified the situation? It works very well because Fester is a big ass. So rectify works very, very well.
It has been rectified. I am now legal.
Oh, my God.
To drive my 2004 town car around town.
I've been on ride-alongs where people have been arrested for no insurance and suspended licenses, cars impounded on the spot. There was one mother that had a baby in the back of the car in a car carrier, luckily, and she had to take the baby out and wait for a ride. The police will not let you leave the scene if they pull you over for that.
No. Did you know Florida leads the nation in number of uninsured drivers? And if you had been in an accident, MJ, with Fester, you could have been hit by someone who didn't have insurance either.
Yeah.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne, Kate Moss, she was on, umpteen magazine covers back in, the 80s and 90s, right?
Yeah, I feel like she was a bad girl supermodel. She was like a heavy partier back in the day. But she's one of your favorites. I've heard you talk about Kate Moss
before. She was more like mid-90s to into the 2000s.
Was she?
Yeah.
Kate Moss? All right, well, then she wasn't 80. I'm thinking of that.
1988, she was 14.
All right, guess what?
That's when you get started in modeling.
That's when she got started.
That's when you get started, absolutely. So Kate Moss has a sister, and the sister's name is Lottie.
Lottie Moss?
Lottie Moss. Got a Lottie Moss over there. I want to get that trimmed.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's bikini season. I want to get that Lottie. Get that Lottie.
She's a pretty girl.
Yes, she is.
From the Moss family.
Well, what if she only grows on the north side of the tree? What is that old thing? All right. Well, anyway, folks, Kate Moss's sister Lottie is doing explicit content on OnlyFans. You know, we brought this up on the program. I don't know anybody that uses OnlyFans. I don't know none of my friends talk about it.
Nobody does.
I've got, listen.
They don't admit
it.
They don't admit it.
I got a couple of friends that will say anything, Felix. So I've never heard from friends of mine. I've never heard anyone let's put it this way. I've got friends that would have no problem admitting in conversation, oh yeah, hey man, you got to see this OnlyFans. Nobody.
Young loser kids. Like I was, if I was a kid, still would be.
All right. So OnlyFans is a website where like mostly women sell content and a lot of it's, pornographic, X-rated or R-rated. Turns out that Kate Moss's sister Lottie has an OnlyFans page, is posting explicit content. I went to her site and it says I'm on Instagram right now. So I'm not on the OnlyFans. I went to her Instagram and she's got some, not explicit, but she's got some racy pictures on Instagram and her profile says, my sister is Kate Moss.
So that's all I need to know.
That's in the profile. She's pushing that.
She's riding those coattails. I'm proud of it.
Damn right she is.
I should start one. My cousin's John Davidson.
So wait, she's 20. That's right, Froggy.
Yeah, and I went to high school with Channing Tatum. Check me out. Yeah, pay for me.
When was the last time you saw John Davidson?
Dude, me and John go way back.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
1997.
Anyway, Kate Moss's sister is 23, so half of Kate's age. So is this like a step? Father kind of deal or what?
Is their brother's name Pete?
Yeah, Pete Moss.
Damn it. That was my joke. You guys, I was setting the whole joke about her brother opening a lawn service.
Hang on. Here's the rest of the story. The rest of the story is she is posting sultry photos of herself wearing thigh-high tights, black Ooh. Heels, a black bustier, and if you join her OnlyFans, if you tip $200, you can automatically have VIP access to her content.
Oh, great.
And VIP is a place for my most explicit content here and for unlimited free chat because I get so many messages. So this is her money-making model right here.
I don't want to chat with you.
But wait a minute. She's also selling her panties.
Okay.
Really? That's pretty classy. Kate Moss's sister is selling panties and doing racy content on OnlyFans.
Are these worn?
I don't know, Froggy. Only you would ask that.
I wonder.
Well, it's very important on the selling. The selling price will determine.
I wonder if she has a relationship with Kate or if there's any sort of estranged. They both have the same dad, obviously.
Can you look that up and give me a full report?
They're half sisters.
Her and Pete Moss are fighting with Reindeer Moss, the sister.
Well, the story is that on Instagram, she is known for posting scandalous content and she posts pictures in tiny thongs. So what, she decided now at least I should make some money doing this? Is that it?
How does she look? Does she have a nice body?
Yeah, she's in good shape.
Because Kate Moss is really skinny.
Shut up. Hold on. What happened?
I found something.
We might have some news. Roxanne did a Roxanne investigation.
What happened?
Kate Moss, where's her parents? Her father's name is Pete.
Oh, my God.
Her father's name is Pete Moss?
Yes. According to Roxanne's research here.
It is on Wikipedia. Peter Edward Moss. Pete Moss. Oh, my God.
And their nephew, Juniper Haircap.
And Pete Moss had a son named Randy.
Oh, my God.
Who went on to play in the NFL.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And when people hear certain noises, or it also is visual too, so it's noises and watching, or is it more of the noise?
I prefer the noise. The noise is all I need.
No, it's a auditory thing.
Auditory. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So, Frog, we have. If you're on hold, hang on. So, calls, hang on. Get to you in a second. And people get like low grade euphoria from these certain actions. All right, so Froggy, what demos are you going to do now?
Well, I brought some very loud foods in for some ASMR goodness. A very popular one is something that Fester is going to enjoy, and that's a jar of pickles.
Ooh, I love pickles. Fester, let's go.
Saw a pickle video that had 70 million hits. A girl eating a pickle.
A girl eating a pickle. Now, was that because it was like phallic?
Crunchy and delicious.
No, it's not about that.
It wasn't sexual at all. Until Fester does it, of course. All right, now, Fester, you have to open it, though.
Open the jar?
Yeah, you got to open it because that's part of it.
All right.
Oh God, that was good.
Look at that. Oh my God, that was so relaxing.
Now you really got to crunch.
Fester opening up a pickle jar.
And you got to whisper when you're eating.
The whispering is key.
What brand pickles are these, by the way?
Froggy spent a lot of money and got the Mount Olive pickles.
Okay. All right.
Got the cheapest pickles there are.
All right, Fester, go ahead, bite that pickle.
Good.
Ew.
That's good.
It wasn't quite crunchy enough.
No.
I should have got the classic.
Take out another one, or Vlasic crunchy ones.
Get two of them.
Get right on the microphone,
too. Get two of them at the same time.
Get right on the mic.
There you go.
And do it again. Go ahead.
Double pickles in my mouth.
Right on the mic. Go. Oh, my God.
And slower.
You're not doing it right.
Look at that. Oh, right there. Roxanne's like, right there. Oh, baby, right there.
No, I'm just telling him you have to do it slower. It's
all
not
right,
a rush.
On, let me
you
try.
Don't rush through ASMR.
Oh all right, Froggy, one more. We got to take
a break. It's going to be the big finale.
All right, big finale.
I want you guys to guess what this is.
Okay. What is it?
All right, ready?
Go ahead. Here it is. He's opening a package and... What is that, folks? Froggy's going to choke again. He's eating a package of 28-cent ramen.
And they're dry. They're dry.
The dry Maruchan ramen noodles. You know,
you are an asthma one-trick pony, man.
38 cents a pop.
There's carrot and chewed-up noodle all over the
apple.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The world record's been set for stacking M&Ms on top of each other. How many M&Ms do you think it took to set a world record? Roxanne, you are first. How many M&Ms stacked on top of each other has just set the world record?
Well, they're just perfectly symmetrical, creamy, little delicious chocolates that don't want to probably stand on each other. So I'm going to say 3.
You know what? That's a reasonable guess, but that's incorrect. Froggy, how many M&Ms stacked on top of each other set the world record?
Well, taking a couple things into consideration,
answer my question.
7.
Nope.
No, I think you guys are way low because they'd be like little checkers.
All right, Fester,
it can't be anything that outrageous.
What do you think it is, Fester?
20.
Dude, you are so off.
I mean, well, think about it.
You are so far off. That would be like you trying to get to Macon, Georgia, and you end up in Anchorage, Alaska. That's how far off you are.
Now, Alaska's a nice area. Are we going to live in the woods? What are we going to do?
Are we going to live in bear country?
Because I'll be a bush person. Stop.
I mean, Grizzly Mountain's on right now on the History Channel. It's fascinating.
It's 5. 5.
Oh, really? Closest.
5 M&Ms. Roxanne, you said 3.
What'd you say, Froggy?
7.
Guess what?
You went over.
No, Price is Right rules.
Price is Right rules.
You lose. Yeah. You lose. You lose.
Closest without going over.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the showcase showdown, man.
Well, guess what, Drew?
Hey, I'm going to give you the Bob Barker shove right the hell out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Froggy Stack Those M&Ms. All right. You think you can beat this guy?
He only did 5?
5. You think you can take him?
Of course.
All right.
Please, I thought it was going to be a challenge.
Here's the bag of M&Ms. Let's go.
I mean, if you think about it, who do you even see watch stack M&Ms? Nobody. So it's hard to do.
What are the rules? I can't mess with the M&M at all.
No, you can't smash them and flatten them out. You got to take the M&Ms out of the bag. Okay. Fester, by the way, is videoing this right now.
You have to take them out.
One. I'm almost there.
You have to stack them with your mouth. You can't touch them with your hands.
No, that's not true.
No.
go ahead and lick them.
That's a different Roxanne.
Get them all
fantasy.
Sticky. All right. So... All right, so Froggy is going to try to stack these things, and let me know if you can even get two. Here's audio of this guy. This dude, let me give you the details. A British civil engineer is daring anyone to beat his new Guinness World Record. Try to stack more than five M&Ms on top of each other. Will Cutbill lives in England, and now he has the world record.
This is not going on.
Oh, wow.
I got two.
Okay, he did two.
Hey, Froggy, can you talk in the microphone?
Right? I got two.
All right, Froggy has two. He has an orange one on top of a red one right now.
All right, I'm going to go blue.
Let me play audio of this Will Cutbill guy. Listen to this.
When I tell them it's a whopping five, I think they're a bit shocked. They want to give it a go straight away and try and beat me. So it's a lot harder than it looks.
Okay, so how many do you have now, Froggy?
We're still at two.
Froggy is attempting to stack.
Oh, this one broke. Hang on.
Froggy is attempting to stack the third M&M. All right, so two are stacked. I can't see because like the studio has no line of sight.
All right, here we go. Number three.
Okay, here we go. So Froggy's trying to put number three on top, and
hang on.
All right, here we go. Very delicately.
Don't knock over number two.
Quiet,
Froggy.
Quiet.
Like a golf game.
Damn it! He knocked them all down.
Number three knocked off number two.
Start from scratch.
All right, hang on.
Back to square one.
I'm not going to stick with this.
They're not manufactured good.
They're round. They're manufactured perfectly.
Will Cutbill says, I dare you. I dare you to try and stack more than five M&Ms on top of each other.
Two is obviously easy.
Froggy's got two.
All right, here we go.
Now going for number three. This is the last one I'm going to do live right now because we got to move on. Froggy, number three, and
hang on.
Here we go.
Just kind of drop it.
Number three. Okay. Look at the concentration, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's getting number three. He's got
number three.
Oh, my God.
Back your fingers away slowly.
Is number three?
Let go.
Number two.
Is number three?
Number two's falling.
He has not released the third one yet.
Fester, I can't see. What's the story?
Okay, so he has an orange one and then a green one. And now it looks like he has another orange one.
What happened? He had it for a second, but it's like a leaning tower piece of fell. M&M's.
What happens is you put number three on and number two squirts out.
It's impossible.
The guy did it. The British guy did
it. Yeah, he's got like superpower engineer brains.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
WHDH, that's one of the big channels in Boston. It's Channel 7 in Boston, WHDH. The anchor's name is Elena Pinto. And she wrote on her social media, on Twitter, late last week, "Hi friends, I have some news to share. Earlier this week, I was let go from 7 News. I'm posting this because I want to be open and honest with all of you. Last year, I participated in a cameo in the recently released Netflix movie by Adam Sandler, Hubie Halloween." So... Yeah. Froggy brought up some of this movie on his phone because he's got the mobile Netflix app.
Yeah.
And brings up a couple of scenes, and it's Adam Sandler acting all, "Hello, I'm Adam Sandler."
He's acting up Adam Sandler.
he's doing his thing, "I'm Adam Sandler, I talk like this."
Seems to work for him.
But wait a sec, he's coming off of that remarkable movie, which was stellar. Uncut Gems was fantastic. It was acted well. It was a real movie. "I'm talking like this, I'm Adam Sandler." And then he goes from Uncut Gems, critically acclaimed, to another one of his goofy
guess what, the scene I saw cracked me up. So.
What did you just watch?
When he projectile vomited riding a bicycle. That's hilarious.
That's what you were watching. It looked like kids on the side of the street were throwing food at him, right?
Yeah, and it was a very funny scene, but Sandler, He puts out a Netflix movie like every month, it seems like.
Well, didn't he do some crazy deal with Netflix to put out a movie like every week?
I think so. I mean, he's pushing out the movies, man. They're all pretty funny.
All right, this news anchor, Elena Pinto, formerly one of the morning anchors. So the good morning, Boston. It's great to be with you today. So she was one of the anchors on Channel 7 Boston. She appeared in the movie, a cameo. She plays the part of a fictional news anchor on Channel 4 Boston Morning News. Wake up, Boston. And in the scene, she discusses some upcoming Halloween festivities in Salem. And then she jokes with fellow female news station employees, and they've chosen to dress up like DC Comics character Harley Quinn for Halloween.
Here's a scene on my phone right here. It looks like this is the scene you're referring to.
I think you got it.
Yep. Yeah. I don't want to put the volume up.
We don't know what's going to be said.
You know what happened? She dressed up like this and thought that none of her coworkers would recognize her in the film because she's in disguise.
No, she got a credit for it. I mean, it wasn't a secret she was in the film.
She's sick.
She is pretty hot. I got to be honest. I'm looking at the video that Froggy's playing from his Netflix streamer on his phone. She looks pretty hot.
Why would she be fired? I mean, you would think that'd be great for the news channel.
Here's the deal. And I've got a pretty easy theory on this, but let me give you some more inflammation here. She said, in doing so, So she appears in the movie. I guess she didn't get clearance from Channel 7 Boston. Probably a good idea to get some clearance on that. She said, in doing so, I mistakenly violated my contract with the station, and I understand why management unfortunately chose to terminate me. I'm deeply disappointed and saddened, and I hope this would not be how things evolved. Thanks to all my wonderful 7 News viewers and my supportive and great colleagues at the station.
Blah, blah, blah.
Reporting the news to you every morning was an honor and a privilege.
She's in the movie for a long, it's a good few minutes
here.
Yeah,
it's a little bit more than a cameo.
I'm going to tell you right now that if Channel 7 Boston wanted to keep her, they would.
Absolutely.
They use this as an excuse to get rid of her. They 86'd her because they didn't want her. They waited for her to slip up, have some kind of contract violation, and this turned out to be a pretty big contract violation, and they fired her.
Well, maybe she has a future in acting.
How do you fire the girl that just got in a movie?
Or porn, because the image that...
I'm telling you,
I'm telling you.
Why? Just because she's pretty?
No. It's the way she's dressed up as the
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn is a character.
Look, it's a costume.
Don't ruin it, Roxanne.
But it's over the top the way she's dressed in this particular scene.
It's a Halloween themed scene.
So I realize
that.
She
just has pigtails.
She's going to get a job like in Hot Springs, Arkansas. She'll be great.
She'll be fine, trust me.
If the station wanted to keep her, they would have. They found an excuse. They found a violation of the contract to eject her.
I signed my contract here 2.5 weeks ago, and I think Beasley's already waiting for me to slip up.
I think 7 News is a terrible name for a TV station, because it just sounded like you said, thanks to all my wonderful 7 News viewers, like only 7 people are watching.
That's pretty funny.
Hey, out in Denver, the big news leader out there is Channel 9. They're called 9 News Denver. So,
two more people
than 7 News.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking for
This is she.
Hi, this is Marty. I'm interviewing you about the, what is it here? The whiskey, right?
That's right. Hi, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the show. I got to be honest with you. Before we go on the air, let me tell you, it's going to be a recorded interview, and my name is Marty, the Maniac Marty Morning Show.
Okay.
I got to be honest, we had a couple shots earlier in the office before the show even started. We had a couple shots because I like to do research when I'm interviewing somebody, of course. So, you know, I've had about 6 or 7, and I got to be honest.
You are kidding me.
I got to be honest, I'm spinning a little bit, you know.
Wow. Wow, yeah, that was a lot.
So if you could just, you know, deal with me here, bear with me. I'm going to be a little, because I have an empty stomach this morning, and I'm a little tipsy. I know it's a little early. But try to bear with me, and we'll get through this interview about... And it'll be absolutely fantastic. Don't worry about being live on the air. It's recorded. So if you have any questions or anything like that, just let me know. All right?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Robbie, hit that intro, please, and we'll record. All right. Yes, it is the Maniac Marty Morning Show. And welcome to the show. It's a big show because, I'm sorry if I sound a little weird. I got to be honest with the listeners here. I've had a couple of drinks this morning, and that is due to the fact that we have on the line right now, and she is from Distilleries, and she's a spokeswoman, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Let me do this. We like to do this on every show. We would like to welcome our first-time guest with a little Maniac Marty Show quack quack. Is that okay?
A quack quack what?
Well, it's just a little Maniac Marty Show quack quack. Robbie, hit her with the quack quack and make it official. Welcome to the show. Okay, Robbie, why didn't you... hang on a sec. Can we stop the tape, please? Robbie, can you stop it? All right. Can you hang on 1 second?
Okay.
All right, why didn't you hit the quack quack? What happened? Can't find it. Hey, are you there? Can I put you on hold for 1 second? Because we're having some technical difficulties. I got an important sound effect that I need to find.
Oh, really quick.
Sure. Okay, we'll be right back, all right?
Okay.
Robin! Damn it, what the is the matter?
Hello?
You're going to ruin my damn show!
Oh, hello?
Now I'm trying to get the lady on the interview, and I can't find the damn quack quack.
Marty,
you find
I'm on the line.
You find that quack quack, or your job's going to be done. You hear me? You're going to be back at the college radio station.
Hello?
Sorry, Marty. What are you going to cry? Put her back up. All right, I'm sorry. Are you there?
I am here. You actually didn't put me on hold.
Wait a minute. I didn't put you...
at Robbie.
You didn't put her on hold, Robbie?
You need to calm down.
Yeah, okay? You're right. I mean, I think the alcohol has affected me a little bit. I mean, I really... That's not normally me. I apologize.
Okay.
You know. All right, here we go. Let's pick up with the interview. Three, two, one. Okay, now, Robbie, let's hit her with a special little thing we do for new time guests. What do you say?
That sounds great.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Marty, I'm hitting it. It's not working.
Okay, Marty, is it okay if we just skip it?
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just, hang on a second. Can I put you on hold one more time? And we're just going to give it one more shot. It's just an important part of the interview and
okay,
doing it.
Okay, but this is the last time. I don't.
Okay, hang on a
really
second.
Quick.
Damn it, Robbie, I swear to God.
Okay, Marty.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm still on the phone. I don't have time.
And you will listen to me. And you will do this show.
I am hanging up.
We'll make this work. Because you're nothing but a rank amateur. You're a rank amateur. That's just bull. Marty, I'm sorry. Come here. Come here. Marty!
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
You knew we were off yesterday. This was Sunday night. You sent the text.
It was a joke.
Knowing that we were off on Monday morning because I was up in New York with Michelle. Chloe had her high school graduation, belated a year late because of COVID, because that was yesterday afternoon. So you send out, see you guys tomorrow morning.
Don't tell me.
I respond...
Well, I responded first just with like, no, there's nothing tomorrow.
No, Roxanne responded, there's no work tomorrow.
Right. So you took Froggy's text, see you guys tomorrow morning, seriously. And then I pile on and I text back just jumping on to Froggy's wise-assness. I text back, Chloe's graduation was canceled again. I'm doing a show tomorrow. See you there, Froggy. And, well.
And then I put, sounds good.
Yeah, Froggy writes, sounds good.
Wait a minute. You can't be telling me.
Roxanne, you want to tell everybody what happened?
Well, my phone conked out. And when I turned it back on in the middle of the night because I was charging it, I see MJ's text, which was that Chloe's graduation was canceled. And see you there tomorrow, Froggy. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's terrible. And what am I going to do? I don't have sitters for my kids because I thought we had the day off.
Cut to the chase. You were driving in.
So I drove into work.
Oh my God.
Roxanne gets ready.
Roxanne!
Gets in the car, drives to work, or she's... Where exactly were you on the drive when you realized that it was a best of, and then maybe Froggy and I were joking.
Oh, I was like 15 minutes into my drive because I forgot to listen, and I'm just feeling so terrible. I'm like, oh no, I brought this on because I said Mercury retrograde and watch but out for mishaps.
You were late. We were already into the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I was late. I was late
because you sent me a text personally outside of the group.
Yes,
running late. I'll be there soon.
Right, because I had to farm my kids out. And you can't call people and ask them prior to 6 a.m.
So you got that text at like 6 in the morning when you work?
Yeah. And then so I'm in the car and I'm like, okay, well, I sent MJ that text. He's probably talking about me right now.
Oh,
and
my
I turn
God.
It on to see, hear if he's like, Roxanne's late, you know? And I turn it on and all of a sudden I hear like this woman talking with you guys. And I'm like, who is that baby voiced bitch? They already brought another woman
oh my
in there.
God.
And then I'm like, she sounds like she's 12 years old.
Who this was is it?
It was me.
Oh, it was you.
Oh, my God.
What is that baby?
So then you realize that it
was me.
You realize that it was, an old bit.
We were
running a best of bit.
I kind of like insulted myself and complimented myself at the same time.
I
for
don't
thinking
see how
I was
you
12.
Can compliment yourself after you just call yourself that.
You're like, this girl's voice is annoying, but she's kind of funny.
It dawned on Roxanne that, I think maybe I've been had a little bit.
Oh, my God. Well, that was totally like a sarcastic joke.
Roxanne, I didn't think that you would bite on that.
But I read your text in the middle of the night, and you can't take sarcasm. You
in
can't.
The middle of the night.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
I'm walking in sleep.
I'm reading some text.
Text and Roxanne joking.
In the middle of the night.
She fell for it.
I get into my car.
Can't believe she fell for it.
Drive it to the work.
What song is this again?
Froggy is a jerk.
Does this count as a song?
In the middle
Professor,
of the night.
How'd you not jump in on that text? Did you just look at it and go, you obviously said this is a joke. Immediately.
As soon as I saw it, I wasn't coming in anyway. I mean, listen, I made plans to sleep in.
Hey, Coop, mark that down. That's a song.
Yeah, well.
In the middle of the night, Ted. Come on.
All right, so...
Sorry, Roxanne. You deserve an apology.
I thought it was like... Then I'm like, are they hazing me? Is this a big, you know, group joke or something? But
well,
no, it's just
sort of,
myself.
I guess it sort of turned into a haze, but unintentionally.
Well, completely unintentionally.
MJ's really specific text really brought it home. I mean, mine was just a joke. You're like, well, guys, my flight was canceled. The graduation was canceled, and I'm actually coming home.
See, why would you call me? Why would you call me just to double check?
Remember we were talking last week something about when you give too many details, then you know you're kind of lying a little bit.
Yeah,
MJ gives very specific details.
Yeah.
He's really hamming this up.
Oh, and I was worried about Chloe's graduation, too.
Oh, Roxanne, I'm sorry.
Well, that was her initiation, folks. We're 7 months into the show. That was Roxanne's initiation. Wow.
Sorry, Rox. Right, MJ, apologize.
You did lay a big, heavy log on this, MJ.
I'm sorry, Roxanne, that you got out of bed and drove into work on our day off yesterday.
It wasn't Froggy's text that convinced her. It was yours,
I
MJ.
I guess so.
Yours
yeah.
really
it
brought it home.
It was.
Yeah.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I think it's like 52 degrees like right now at my place in South Tampa.
Yeah, temps are going to struggle today to get to 60 degrees, so bundle up the kitties.
The crisp makes you feel frisky.
Yeah.
MJ, how much colder? Oh, God, you are just like so horny. Jeez, Doug.
Is that why you're wearing this like biker chick outfit today? What? You're a horny biker chick? Is that what you're saying?
What? You look like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
She really has an issue, guys. Really.
I don't think she's getting any.
Ooh, guys, it's cold outside. Let's take our pants off.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
You say you're feeling
frisky?
You're feeling frisky?
No. animals feel frisky too. It doesn't have to be related to sex.
No, they don't. I have raccoons in my backyard. I don't see them going at it when it's 40 degrees outside.
Frisky can mean like running around more energetic.
No, frisky means one thing.
The way you said that, it's like you want to get with caller number 9 at 800-990-1047.
No, don't call it, people. No, people are calling in. Look.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying. Have you never heard that expression? That you're talking about frisky.
I've heard frisky.
No,
and
hold on. MJ Morning Show, hello. No, MJ was kidding. All right, thank you. MJ Morning Show, hello. No, MJ was kidding. All right, thank you. All right, we got like 4 calls.
Let me just Google frisky.
Hey. MJ Morning Show, hello.
Do I want to talk to somebody?
All right, hold on for me, sir. Shut your radio off, please, okay? Hold on. All right. Line 16, MJ, wants to hook up with Roxanne, so oddly.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are we on delay? Hi, it's MJ. Good morning.
Yo, man, am I call number 10?
No, it's sir, it's caller number 9.
Oh, damn, I can't hook up with Roxanne? I heard that if you call number 10, it's a hook up with that girl on there. She looks like a biker girl?
No, it's caller 9.
I got a biker fetish.
What's your name?
Damn it. My name is Ricky.
Ricky.
Thank you, but no thank
Ricky.
You.
Ricky, you're calling 10. We were looking for call number 9.
Damn it.
thank you, Ricky. Faster, Coop, answer the phones.
I got Tim from Ohio on line 12.
Oh, man.
Hi, it's MJ. Good morning.
Hey, there's snow outside. It's colder than 40. No one gets frisky in Ohio at that weather.
This wasn't Ohio.
Wait a minute. So you're actually calling from Ohio?
Yeah, I was actually the tab cola guy from the other day.
Tab versus Mr. Pibb or Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. I got you.
6 weeks ago.
Where in Ohio are you listening?
Outside of Toledo. It's a small city called Findlay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for checking in. And no, you can't get it on with Roxanne. Thank you for calling on. Thanks for listening. Hey, have a great day.
Frisky, playful, full of energy, lively, bouncy, bubbly.
Were you up late writing your sex book last night, Roxanne?
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.